You're listening to the Gym Class Podcast, KGYM Sports Radio.
Gym Class coming your way on this Thursday on KGYM as we make our way through the 3 o'clock hour. Scott Unash from our studios, along with Buttons on the other side of the glass here today. Mark Dukes from his home on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids. You can reach us via the text line at 319-366-1600. That is 319-366-1600. That is also our phone number as well. Again, 319-366-1600. Good show to bring your way today. Jeff Linder of the Cedar Rapids Gazette will stop by, and we will talk with Jeff about not only his May mascot madness, but we'll also talk about what he thinks and what others think about the possibility of high school baseball and softball coming up. And we had a lot of discussion, I know, on social media about that today. Not only that, but just fall sports. And we'll talk about that. Athletes of the year, we'll talk about that as well. Today would have been state qualifying track meets. And, of course, no spring sports here, not only in the state of Iowa, but around the country. So plenty to talk about with Jeff Linder of the Cedar Rapids Gazette. And we'll do that coming up in about 18 minutes or so here on this cloudy Thursday afternoon. How are you, Mark?
I'm well, Scott. Hope you are as well.
Yeah, getting through it okay. And looking forward to the show today because a lot to talk about with Jeff Linder. Many things. And like I said, a lot of discussion about high school sports today online and on Twitter, especially, well, Eastern Iowa-wise anyway. And I know Jeff put out a question that was given to him and let people vote on it. We'll find out the results of that. And he may even tell us who won in Mascot Madness today. Which of the great nicknames from the past are moving on in the May tournament?
Yeah, it's been fun to follow. For me anyway, I doubt very highly that Jeff's going to reveal the winner.
Not in the whole thing. We don't know that.
I wouldn't blame him for that, but, I have my favorites and I'm sure folks out there do as well. He's getting, 300-400 votes a day on this thing. And, it's kind of interesting to read about the backgrounds of those now defunct high schools that, Jeff really hasn't gotten over to the eastern part of the state yet, but, I know there's so many in Eastern Iowa, like Chelsea and Costi and Blairstown and
Urbana.
Yeah, Urbana and right on down the line. And wasn't Chelsea the charging checks? I mean, that's got to be on the list.
You have no idea. That's got to be on there. And we'll find out how he found these.
One up on you? Or
you are one up on me. Very good.
If I'm accurate.
Oh, I've been to Chelsea. I've been through there many times.
When it's dry or underwater?
Both. Mainly dry. If you know that, if Mark is telling the truth, 319-366-1600, if you would like to weigh in here today. And as I mentioned, we'll talk with Jeff coming up in just a little bit. Do have some breaking news. NASCAR, of course, they're going to be the first major sport to come out and get back into their season. That is going to be this Sunday. We'll talk more about that coming up tomorrow on the program. Also, Jordan Bohannon, former Linmar star, Iowa Hawkeye point guard, is going to join us coming up tomorrow at 3:15. Looking forward to talking with Jordan about coming back from surgery again and just college basketball in general. Getting ready for what will be his final year for the Iowa Hawkeyes. And really looking forward to talking with Jordan coming up tomorrow.
Yeah, that should be a lot of fun. And thanks to Matt Weitzel, the contact person in the Iowa Sports Information Department, for shepherding that interview. And by the way, congratulations to Matt, Steve Rowe, and everybody in that department named one of the top 11 in the country. I'm not sure the criteria, but it's nice to be in the top 11 sports information departments. So congratulations. Or they call them communications departments now. I've lost track.
That is true. Communications departments.
Nice honor, anyway.
It is. It is. We can let you know that NASCAR has come out with their condensed June schedule, at least, May 30th through June the 21st. Of course, NASCAR announced they are going to have midweek races, and that is going to be the case in at least once. Bristol will host a race on May 30th and 31st, Xfinity Series, followed by the Cup Series, Saturday, May 30th, Cup Series, May 31st. They'll go to Atlanta Motor Speedway, and that will be on the trucks on Saturday, June the 6th, followed by Xfinity back-to-back on June 6th. Cup will be on June 7th. Midweek race at Martinsville on the paperclip at Martinsville, Virginia, Wednesday night, June the 10th for the NASCAR Cup Series. And then the very next weekend, they will go to Homestead Miami Speedway down in South Florida on June 13th and June 14th. The Cup race will be June 14th. That Xfinity race will be two races. That's going to be a doubleheader, one on the 13th, one on the 14th. The 14th is going to be a doubleheader of Xfinity and Cup. And then back to Talladega on Saturday, June the 20th. And that will be an ARCA series followed by an Xfinity race. And then the Cup race will be on Sunday, June the 21st. So one, two, three, four, five Cup races in basically 3 weeks. To try to get caught up. And again, NASCAR making the announcement that they're going to do midweek races and catch up with some of these. Might not be, and they won't be at the same tracks, but they will get basically the same amount of races in their 2020 schedule as they first came up with. So, and as I mentioned, we'll talk more about that, get your insights about that tomorrow with our sports fans and our audience, Mark.
Certainly a jam-packed schedule, and it's unprecedented. We'll see how it goes. And a sidelight to that is if you have an account at the Elite Sportsbook in Riverside, you can bet on something American. Now, I know the UFC had betting last weekend, but Elite Sportsbook will take bets on Darlington. And, you know, you have something else besides Russian table tennis and Korean baseball. I had to plunk some money down now. So there is that as well.
Yeah. 319-366-1600. By the way, the June 13th date was for the Xfinity Series was an original date at the Iowa Speedway. Sad right there, obviously, that Iowa will not be hosting, but they will not be coming to the Iowa Speedway, at least for that particular weekend. We'll see on down the line how that plays out right there. Also, speaking of, you mentioned the fact that we have some golf coming up as well. The Tiger Phil Brady Manning Golf Extravaganza is going to be the on-course. The assignments have been made for the television coverage of that. Brian Anderson, it does a really good job, TBS, CBS guy. He is going to be the host and the play-by-play guy. On-course analysts and commentators, and I think they did analysts slash commentators because of this second name I will give you, will be Trevor Immelman and Charles Barkley. Sir Charles will be breaking down swings. That ought to be awesome. Amanda Baliones and Justin Thomas, the PGA golfer, are going to be on-course reporters. So, you know, that's going to be interesting with Justin Thomas is going to be making side bets with Phil and Tiger among those four. We know, will he do it for Tom Brady and Peyton Manning? I think so, but we shall see. I would like to know how much is going to be side wagered between these guys during this match.
plenty. And I fear that Charles Barkley might become the star of the show. I don't know.
Well, you need a.
He can't analyze a swing. Let's be clear about that.
True. 319-366-1600. Speaking of Iowa Speedway, this also just coming across here. Fox Sports NASCAR reporter Bob Packras saying the second Xfinity race at Miami comes from Iowa. There will be no NASCAR races at Iowa Speedway this year. The remainder of where Iowa races will be aligned is to be determined. So no Xfinity racing at Iowa this year. IndyCar race is still scheduled to take place at the Iowa Speedway. And as far as we know, fans will be allowed if everything is going to be okay at that time. Now, that is not till July, though, I do believe. And again, we will see how that all plays out. But no NASCAR Xfinity racing at the Iowa Speedway this year, which is too bad for everybody over there at Newton.
Well, no question. And that's a casualty of being on the calendar at a certain time. And hopefully things come back stronger than ever in 2021. And the IndyCar race goes off this year. And like most other people, Iowa Speedway folks have to deal with it. And I'm sure they will.
Yeah. And of course, those are standalone dates for NASCAR with the Xfinity Series at Iowa. That is the only show in town for those weekends, and that probably did not help things as well with the rescheduling that NASCAR is going through. 3:14, Thursday edition of the Gym Class here at KGYM. College news today, and not good college news. We've been kind of following this trend, and yet another piece of news from the Mid-American Conference, Mark. This one from the Akron Zips in Akron, Ohio. As I think this is going to become more commonplace over the next couple of months or so, but they made a very significant announcement in their athletic department today.
Yeah, Akron has decided to cut men's cross country, men's golf, and women's tennis effective immediately, and this comes on the heels of, I think Old Dominion Wrestling and
Cincinnati.
One other was it Cincinnati?
Soccer, one of the sports like that. The Mid-American Conference, of course, a couple days ago announced that they're going to curtail their conference tournaments, will eliminate them, and I believe eight sports are going to make their men's basketball conference tournament only an eight-team affair. They're getting rid of the divisions as far as men's basketball is concerned, and unfortunately, I think we're going to see announcements like that start popping up more and more, especially I think after June the 1st when the new fiscal year kicks in.
Yes, in addition, the University of Minnesota has kind of followed Iowa State's lead. The athletic director in Gopherland and five coaches, including PJ Fleck, Richard Pitino, and a couple three others, are going to take a 10% pay cut for the next 6 months. And again, Iowa State was the first that I know of to take that lead, Jamie Pollard, and now Minnesota has taken the same steps.
Yeah, and I think that's going to become more commonplace as well. And Jamie Pollard, kind of the first to get out in front of that whole situation. Iowa State had a good plan from the very get-go out there, and other people are emulating it right now, and I can't blame them for doing that. I think Jamie had a very good plan coming out of the gate right there, and I don't know, we'll see. I gotta think, and we touched upon this yesterday a little bit, but a lot of what is going to happen with your non-Power 5 conferences, 1AA football schools, and the like, mid-majors as far as college basketball are concerned, are going to be predicated on the fact if there is college football in its entirety this fall. If you see only conference college football, you're going to see conferences like the Sun Belt and the MAC and the like. They are going to be in big, big trouble. Same thing with like a 1AA school like UNI. They are counting on that check going down to Kinnick Stadium or Jack Trice Stadium every other year, basically. If they don't get that, that's going to be very, very bad news for the UNI athletic department.
Yeah, if that is the case. On the other hand, the Southeastern Conference has announced that its member presidents will vote May 22nd as to when to allow athletes back on campus. And the target dates are June 1 or June 15th. And we touched on this yesterday about how each conference, each school within each conference may be different. I think the whole group in the SEC probably is going to be in lockstep. I could be wrong about that, but SEC is very serious about its football.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
and,
a little bit.
And hopefully not at the expense of the health and well-being of people, but at least the presidents are going to vote here a week from tomorrow as to when it's going to allow its athletes, football players, and whatnot to return to campus. And interestingly enough, we mentioned Iowa State. It's a kind of a sort of a complicated. In other publications as to its method the method it is using right now to bring back athletes, some athletes back to campus in groups of 12 or 15 and them being tested and whatnot, rather than have all 120 football players return at one time. Go ahead and look it up. I'll try to post a link on our Facebook page.
All right. Go ahead and do that. KGYMradio.com, of course, is our webpage and the Facebook page as well. You can check that out when you go to Facebook. 319-366-1600, by the way, is our text line, as Scott was a dope and forgot to bring it up here today. I will bring that up right now. And you can get a hold of us that way. 319-366-1600. College basketball news today as well, dealing with the Big Ten. As we have.
Indeed, we told you about Noel Eastern leaving the Purdue program, entering the transfer portal, and it didn't take long. He has landed in the Big Ten at the University of Michigan. And to me, that was somewhat surprising. Eastern was considered a very good defensive player, not much on the offensive output end, about 5 points a game. And I would imagine he'll have to sit out a year at Michigan. But Eastern now in the hands of the Wolverines, and this is on the heels of the big 7'4" center Matt Harms going to BYU to complete his college career. So Matt Painter with a couple fewer players than he might have anticipated for next season.
Yeah, and we'll see how Purdue will play out. I think they're going to be fine, but you lose a guy like Harms and a very good defender. You're going to take a step back a little bit, and I truly think that is going to be the case right there. 319-366-1600, as we take you through the 3 o'clock hour here on the Thursday edition of the Gym Class here on KGYM. Going to take a break. We'll come back, and Jeff Linder of the Cedar Rapids Gazette will join us. Rivalry Saturday is all set for next year as well at Quahog Arena, I believe November the 28th. We'll talk about those terrific matchups. Plenty to talk about with Jeff, and we'll do that when we come back. You're listening to The Gym Class right here on KGYM.
The Frells family lives on a lush piece of land called Greener Pasture, and they work on it behind the wheel of a John Deere 1 Series tractor. With its durable construction and features that hook up to dozens of attachments with ease, no job is too tough. The Frells family runs with us, because this is more than just land, it's home. Nothing runs like a deer. Search John Deere 1 Series for more.
City Tractor is your John Deere lawn and turf headquarters in the corridor. Visit us online or in store at 645 Penn Court in North Liberty.
During the COVID-19 pandemic, Iowa law prohibits price gouging. It is illegal to charge excessive prices for goods and services needed by disaster victims. This applies to items sold in stores, on social media, or online. Iowa Attorney General Tom Miller will pursue price gouging complaints, and businesses or individuals found in violation could face penalties of up to $40,000. Report price gouging at iowaattorneygeneral.gov or 888-777-4590. Furnished by the Iowa Broadcasters Association.
Just like the Cyclones, the Kubota L-Series tractors have the power to get the job done. The participating Iowa Kubota dealers are proud sponsors of the Cyclones and invite you to stop by and test drive the full line of Kubota L-Series tractors. With a powerful and reliable Kubota diesel engine, two superior transmission options, and optional performance-matched implements, including front loader and backhoe, the L2501 can tackle any job. Kubota is a proud sponsor of Iowa State football on the Cyclone Radio Network. Visit a participating Iowa Kubota dealer near you.
Economic stimulus payments will be hitting your bank account soon. In fact, nearly $200 million will be coming to area households. You might need that money for rent, mortgage, utilities, even food. But if you don't, KGYM encourages you to think of the thousands of local businesses being impacted right now. Waiting to spend those dollars at your favorite place when we're all on the move again? That'll be a huge boost for them and our economy. If you don't need it for necessities, save your stimulus and shop locally. It could mean millions of dollars for the corridor.
Reimagine your outdoor living space with Alexander Lumber and Trex. Choose the enduring beauty and durability of Trex composite decking. It's engineered to eliminate time-consuming maintenance while providing superior scratch, fade, and stain resistance. In other words, you spend much less time taking care of your deck and a whole lot more time enjoying it. The experts at Alexander Lumber or Answers by Alexander will help you create the deck of your dreams. Contact them today to start the design process. Alexander Lumber and Answers by Alexander, both in Iowa City.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. I'm a better neighbor because my service has taught me how important it is to be a team player. My training helps me in my classes when I give attention to detail to the task at hand. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my country safe from threats. Learn more about how you too can live and serve part-time by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Iowa Army National Guard. Aired by the Iowa Broadcasters Association and this station.
Back in the gym class here on KGYM on this Thursday afternoon. Thank you for joining us. We do appreciate it. On the text line, 6787 weighing in. We were talking about college athletics just a little bit ago, and 6787 weighing in. All the college sports talk about losing money. Who is to say all the players even want to play under these conditions? Fair question, I think. But knowing college players, you are there because you want to be there and want to play. I would think the majority of them would like to play. That's just my opinion, Mark.
No, I think it's a very fair question, and one that I'm sure we'll have an opportunity to ask in the not-too-distant future.
No doubt about that. Asking in the future right now. Jeff Linder, the Cedar Rapids Gazette, joining us. You can read his stuff at thegazette.com. Be sure to give him a follow on Twitter as well. Does a terrific job on Twitter. And his Twitter account is at JT Linder. And again, we encourage you to give him a follow out there. And Jeff, thanks for joining us. Hope everything is safe in the Linder household.
Yeah, we're doing fine. It's a little bit more crowded than it's been here for, you know, for a few months before that. We're back up to four in the house, and that's all right.
That's all right.
Fine.
You bet. Yeah. That's having the kids back is a neat thing, even though they're probably getting sick of us by now. But
a lot more laundry and a lot more dishes.
True. That's the one thing I've noticed, more dishes. No doubt about that. Well, we would be at qualifying track meets tonight, probably trying to get things done as quickly as possible because there is rain moving in, but I think you would trade that for anything in the world right now.
Absolutely. We've got that mandatory 45-minute break, and you've got the 30 minutes between lightning strikes, but hey, I'd take it. I'd gladly be sitting out at Kingston looking at the forecast instead of doing what I'm doing right now. Not that I don't want to be talking to you.
Now, Jeff, I read with interest in your story today that comment by, I think it was Aaron Steckard, talking about the development possibly of a really big Cedar Rapids sort of an invitational that they probably wanted to have in 2021, but not now until 2022.
Yeah.
Can you talk about that at all?
There's talk about having kind of a mega meet. I don't know how many teams. I imagine it'll probably be boys and girls together. I think they're still in the planning stages. They've talked about making it a two-day deal, like a Friday, Saturday, and having the team stay over if they're from far out of town. And I think it sounds like a great idea.
Oh, yeah.
Well, this was going to be that kind of the track coming out party at Kingston.
Yeah,
that's the sad part.
Yeah, and both of you guys can probably tell me because you've been here longer than I have, and you both went to school here. Do you remember Kingston being anything other than a 7-lane track?
I don't, and that's
Mark?
going back to the late 70s.
Yeah,
no, I don't, Jeff. I think it's. The track has been refurbished a few times over the years, but I think it's always been a 7. And if it hasn't been a 7, it was a 6.
Yeah.
But I can't tell you for sure.
Right. So it's something I should know, but I don't.
I'm sure somebody knows it out there.
Yeah, I'm sure. I can think of a few people that might.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no doubt about that. And, of course, spring sports, no. We don't have those, but we are keeping our fingers crossed, hoping for at least a portion of a season for high school softball and high school baseball. Governor Reynolds did not say anything about it on Wednesday. In fact, it was the very first question. I think O.K. Henderson posed that from Radio Iowa. And sounds like something may be coming in the next week or two, or something has to come in the next week or two.
Well, yeah, within two, for sure. I just don't know. I threw a Twitter poll out there earlier today, and I think actually the results are just about identical to what's in my mind, just a little bit under 50-50 that we'll have a summer season and probably more like 70-30 that we will in the fall.
Yeah,
I thought it was interesting, the fall poll in particular. It drew about 1,000 respondents, and obviously, Jeff, it's not scientific unless Tom Keating voted in it, you know. But 75% for the fall is pretty solid.
Yeah, and maybe, and I'm sure in both polls, people are betting with their heart and not their head.
Yeah.
And, you know, just kind of wishful thinking that it'll happen. And, you know, I'm certainly in that boat. I'd love to spend a week in Fort Dodge, and but I just don't know. You know, I've heard a lot of stuff, and I'm sure you have too, about they'll move the catcher back a little bit behind the plate. They're going to put the umpire back behind the pitcher and stuff like that. You know, if it's going to be a deal where they compromise the game too much, then just forget it for now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I hope they don't modify a whole lot. You know, maybe we'll have smaller rosters because of the spacing in the dugouts. Maybe they can only send 14 or 15 kids to a game. I don't know. If I had the answers, I'd probably be working at one of the union or the association, but I don't. So, and we'll let the smarter people make those decisions.
That's the one thing I've heard. Go ahead, Mark.
No, what I don't understand, Jeff, and maybe I'm in the minority, is what we've heard is maybe, you know, parents can only be in their cars and whatever. And all of us have been to enough baseball and softball games in our lives that it wouldn't seem to me too difficult to social distance in your bag chair down the left field line.
No. I mean, big outfield fences. You know, you don't have to open the concession stands, which, you know, at Jefferson softball, that'd be a shame. But
yeah.
You would think, you know, maybe you just give each kid a X number of people that can come, whether it's two or four or something like that, and everybody else has to stay home. I don't know. But, you know, like I say, if it's that, if we're looking at those kind of restrictions, maybe it's just not worth it yet.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I think those are the questions that are being asked. I've heard about that. I've heard restrictions of people in the dugout, restrictions on rosters. I've even heard crazy ideas about what happens, especially in baseball, when you get, for holding runners on at first base even.
But what are you going to do? Are you going to say the first baseman has to, you know, do you say the first baseman has to stay behind the bag and the runner has to stay on the base until the pitch? You know, maybe. I don't know.
Then you're changing
the
game.
If the catcher has to stay 2 or 3 feet behind the plate more than usual, huh? You're going to have some pass balls. You're not going to be wanting to throw a lot of breaking stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. And how many games do you foresee? Even if, let's say, best case scenario, baseball and softball get to be played, especially like in a 1A scenario, how many games are they going to be able to get in?
Well, what I would do if I was the ADs or the commissioner or whatever of the Valley and the WOMAC, I would just say, you know what, we're playing divisional games, so the Valley would be playing 14 games. And, you know, if the two Metro teams aren't in the same in the same division, well, if you want to play a non-conference game, fine. If not, fine. I would just be looking at divisional games. I've heard that there's a possibility that they might be playing on Sundays. They might open up Sundays for some non-conference games. I can't say that's anything official, but that's something I heard. But at this point, we've heard just about everything. You know, if teams could get in, even if they can get in 10 or 15 regular season games, I think the postseason is the thing that everybody's shooting for anyway. And if teams don't crown conference champions this year, you know, that's okay.
Jeff, let's move on to something a little more fun. And you've allowed us to have some fun with your May Mascot Madness exercise, which is 4 days in. Yeah. I, for one, Jeff, I'm into this.
I'm glad. I'm happy. I've heard a lot of people that are. It's kind of silly, but you know, I guess we can use a little silly right now. And I found that website on Google. That boy, that's a gold mine. It's something I could look at for hours upon end. But just all these old schools and all these old conferences, and it's been a lot of fun. And it's something that's going to take us through. You know, I think Championship Monday is going to be the 31st, and we'll have three teams left. It's kind of a different bracket with three teams fighting it out every day instead of two. So it's different, but you know, it's our project, and that's the way we're going to do it.
No, I'm really happy the Web Spiders made it through. My Web Spiders, by the way.
Somebody said, wouldn't it be fun if we could get paraphernalia for some of these schools?
I'm sure
a lot of these schools didn't even have logos back in the day. They're just we're the Spiders, you know. But yeah, I'd get a Web Spiders hoodie.
I would.
I'm still waiting for confirmation on the text line or elsewhere about Chelsea. I think they were the charging checks, Jeff.
That's Cloutier.
Okay.
Oh, that's Cloutier. Yes.
Yeah. And
right.
We'll have
Cloutier,
them on a later
exactly.
date. Yeah. They were the charging checks, and then they changed to something else. I think they were the Monarchs after they were the charging checks.
Okay. All right.
And won a state championship in girls basketball, I think.
I think they did.
Yeah.
Can you divulge the website that you found this, or is that a guarded secret?
It's a Google site. Just do a word search for defunct Iowa high schools, and you'll find it.
Okay.
Defunct Iowa high school conferences, and it'll show up. And I'll tell you, it's a great historical tool. I mean, you can go back and see who was in the Wamac Conference in 1946 or whatever. I mean, just the ins and outs of all the teams or all the schools that have gone in and out of these leagues through the years, and it's really a good resource.
What's most fascinating to me is the fact that when you detail whichever school you're talking about, whether it be Grand River or whatever the case may be, where they are now, and it's almost, okay, this school went to here, and they're not even a consolidation
right.
anymore. They've
right,
gone to
right.
this consolidation.
Some of those are three or four consolidations ago.
Crazy. Crazy.
Can you tell us, you haven't got to Eastern Iowa yet. I know that's in the offing. Can you give us some of the perhaps schools that will make the list?
Yeah. What I did, my limitation was they had to be the only one. So, mm-hmm. like Cedar Rapids Franklin was the Thunderbolts, right?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So I was going to put them in, but Stanford was the Thunderbolts too. So I left them both out. So we get as close as the Mechanicsville Bullets, the Goose Lake Jets, the Oxford Seabees, SEABEES. I don't know where they came from. That came up with that. the Nichols Little Knicks.
Huh.
So yeah. So that a lot of those schools will be in. That'll be day eight. What's that? Friday will be day five. So I think next Wednesday.
Okay. Next
Wednesday. We're going to take Saturday and Sunday off because we don't get a whole lot of online traffic. Don't get as much online traffic on the weekends as we do during the week.
All right. Jeff Linder of the Gazette joining us 3:37 here on the Thursday edition of the Gym Class on KGYM. It'll be a little bit different this year for the Gazette's Athletes of the Year, but you still have some great nominations. And even though we don't have spring sports, it doesn't diminish the field, certainly, for both the boys and the girls. Some very, very fine athletes, and I know that's the next big thing you guys are going to be tackling.
Yeah. Deadline for nomination is tomorrow at 5 p.m. And still have some holes to fill. Some kids that I think are very deserving that haven't been nominated yet. Some probably will. Some might not be. And that's a shame. But it's not like they haven't had enough opportunity to do it. The nomination plea has been out there for probably about 6 weeks. But yeah, good field of girls, good field of boys, a couple tough decisions to make. Another good senior class, and that's the way it is every year.
Jeff, I know having helped start this thing in 1983 and voted about 15 times, some years are pretty cut and dried. I mean, it was pretty obvious who was going to win on either side, and other years it's dang difficult, and the staff is split. My question is about the fact that no spring sports, maybe for that boy or girl who could really put him or herself over the top by a strong Drake relays or a strong state yeah. track tournament or a wonderful soccer tournament. How do you see that playing in?
Well, it's not just a senior deal. It's a career deal as well. And the kids that are good, we're going to be in good in track this year, probably were good at it last year. And, you know, we use career accomplishments and not just what they've done this year. So it's a little bit of a loss, but I don't think it's a catastrophic thing because we brought it up in the calendar a little bit anyway, a few years ago, so that the summer sports were basically, what did they do last year?
Can I make a suggestion on a nomination?
You may.
A little bit off the wall.
Okay.
Every senior.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just because of these times. The story would write itself.
Yeah.
I know that's off the wall. It's off the wall, but seniors have really had a tough go of it, as you know.
Yeah, they have. And it's been rough. It's been rough for everybody. I'm glad our daughter wasn't a senior this year. I'm glad she was a college freshman, and because I can't imagine, you know, what the senior class and what their families are going through. I mean, just stuff that they don't get to do, whether it's prom or whether it's, you know, graduation, a graduation party. Just a lot of stuff they don't get to do, and you ache for those kids.
Yeah. Very much so. And had one a couple doors down that we celebrated yesterday afternoon with a little socially distant celebration for them. So that was very nice for Xavier Saints. So that was pretty cool down there.
Good.
And I know those are going on all over the place, and that's pretty cool to see. And people rallying around the senior class this year. Rivalry Saturday is set now.
We're full, baby.
Yeah, and I think Scott and yourself have done a terrific job. And, boy, this is from top to bottom, this may be the most star-studded field that we've ever had for Rivalry Saturday.
We say that every year, don't we?
Yeah, but I think this beat it.
Yeah. We've got 16 teams coming in. I've got 12 of them in my top 10 in their respective classes, and those that aren't, I mean, are pretty darn close. There's some matchups I'm really excited about. Maquoketa Valley, Des Moines Christian, I've got number 1 and 2A and 3A. I think that's going to be a great game. I'll tell you, I got to give a lot of credit to both Algona Garrigan and Cedar Rapids Xavier for letting this game happen between them. Garrigan for having the guts to play a 4A school, and Xavier for not having the, what do we have to gain, you know, mentality that a lot of big schools have by playing a smaller school. Because I'll tell you, Garrigan's good.
And they've got the big girl.
Oh, my gosh. And she was outstanding in that state championship game against Noah Fonda. And I'll tell you, you know, Garrigan might be the favorite in that game.
Might be. Yeah, it's hard to guard what 6'3", 6'4", 6'5", in there, whatever
yeah.
she is.
Yeah, and, you know, I'm sure Xavier will try to make her run the floor like Noah Fonda did in the championship game. And I'll tell you, we were actually pretty close to getting Xavier against Noah Fonda.
Interesting. Yeah,
but something came up on Noel Fonda's end. Garrigan was already going to be in the event anyway, so we just decided to move Xavier and Garrigan against each other, and I think that's going to be a terrific game.
Well, and Tom's not going to back down or any. He will treat them with the respect he would treat anybody in the MVC, I'm sure.
Oh, I'm sure, and it'll be a really good early test. Marion and Iowa City West, we're putting them again together. They usually have played in February. We're moving that game to Thanksgiving weekend, and you know, I think that'll be a great game.
Part of your responsibility, Jeff, also is Iowa women's basketball. Mm-hmm. And looking at that recruiting class led by Caitlin Clark, I mean, that is one heck of a class. And I know Iowa State's got a good one as well.
Yeah. They say Iowa State's got a top 10 class in the nation. Mm-hmm. And, you know, would they have been number one if they'd have got Caitlin Clark? Maybe.
Yeah, and they've been top three, I think.
They'd have definitely been top five, and they'd have been knocking on the door. That would have given them five top 100 kids, including a number four. I mean, that might have put them right at the top. But, yeah, Iowa's got a really good class coming in. Caitlin Clark, very dynamic, big scorer. I'll tell you, I think Sharon Goodman's going to be a sleeper. You know, with what they're able to do at Iowa with their posts, you know, she fits right in with what Megan Gustafson was and what Monica Sinano is. And then you put Shatia Wettering in with that group. She's really athletic, big, you know, I guess I'd call her a big guard. And Lauren Jensen, who can shoot from outside. She's up from Minnesota. So I think it's that's going to be a good class. I thought Iowa was going to be down this last year, and they definitely proved me wrong. You know, I think they might take a little bit step back this coming year, but I think 21-22 could be a monster year for them.
Yeah, and I don't think there's any doubt that these freshmen are going to play a lot this year.
Oh, I think so, too. And I just hope we have a season.
Yeah.
I hope this thing isn't going on that long.
Yeah. Yeah, let's try summer first. I kind of take these things 1 week at a time. I don't know. That's just my approach at it, I guess.
Have you gotten your hair cut yet?
No, not yet.
Yeah, I they might have some pretty darn long lines tomorrow.
I will not be in there tomorrow.
No, I might wait till Monday.
We'll see. I'm waiting for a phone call and getting some plans made for that, but. Yeah.
Yeah,
I think that's what I'm looking forward to the most. I am not a long hair aficionado anymore.
No, I never was, but I'm straggly. My wife has told me in various stages what I look like. I think the other day she said I look like an upside down paintbrush. you know those little trolls they put on top of they used to put on top of the pencil like an eraser, and then you spin the pencil around and the troll's hair goes all over the place. She likened me to that too. So
I have never known Linda with long hair.
No, and I don't like it.
No. I'm with you, man.
Yeah.
I'm ready to get rid of it and move to some semblance of normalcy as far as hair length is concerned out there. So.
I was gonna have to go find a comb.
I haven't used a comb in a while.
I haven't either. I mean, I don't know if it was the same thing for you, but we came from the age where all the guys that have a comb in their back pocket.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
They did that at Stanwood.
Well, some of them did.
We're learning things about Cedar County today, ladies and gentlemen.
And digressing.
Hey, Jeff, appreciate it. You guys at the Gazette keep up the great work throughout all this.
Too.
And we're hopefully we'll get closer and closer to...
I think... And I don't know when, but better days are coming, and we just all have to hang in there.
Yeah, very much so. And read his stuff at thegazette.com. Give him a follow at JT Linder. And Jeff, appreciate it. Have a great
night. You too.
Jeff Linder of the Gazette joining us here on a Thursday edition of the Gym Class here on KGYM. 3:47, we will take a break and come back with more after this.
Hey, guys, it's time for outdoor cooking at Vernon Village True Value.
Yeah, Jim.
like the Weber Smokefire EX4 wood pellet grill for just $999, or a four-piece grill tool set for just $14.99.
Right, Hal, and Cowboy brand lump charcoal, just $12.99 for a 20-pound bag.
Hey, want their ad delivered to your phone?
Yeah!
Just text Vernon Village, all one word, to 71441.
Vernon Village True Value, 3501 Mount Vernon Road, Southeast, Cedar Rapids.
Test Iowa is a statewide initiative to expand COVID-19 testing, track virus activity, and protect the health of our state. You can help. Just go to testiowa.com and take the online assessment. You'll be asked about symptoms and other factors that may mean you should be tested. If you qualify, you'll be prompted to schedule an appointment at a testing site near you. It only takes a few minutes to do the assessment. By filling it out, you can help Iowa manage the virus and get back on track. Visit testiowa.com to learn more. Furnished by the Iowa Broadcasters Association.
It's time for some straight talk. Even though most live sports are on hold now, big wireless companies haven't stopped playing games. They're always trying to lock you into overpriced contracts. With Straight Talk Wireless, there are no contracts. It runs on America's best network, same as the big carriers, but you save up to 50%. $45 a month gets you the unlimited plan with 25 gigs of high-speed data, then 2G. You might miss sports, but don't play games, you'll lose. Straight Talk Wireless. No contracts, no compromise.
Savings may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
There may be no games,
no practices,
no high fives,
but we're all still part of a team,
and we all have a role to play.
Right now, that means keeping our distance,
but still checking on each other,
helping the most vulnerable,
and supporting our heroes
that are keeping us safe.
Sports may be paused,
but the best parts
are needed now more than ever.
So let's all do our part to help our team
right now.
Hashtag one team, ESPN.
At AutoZone, we've always been here to help you get what you need to go where you need. That hasn't changed. In need of an oil change? Right now you can get 5 quarts of Castrol GTX High Mileage Motor Oil and an STP oil filter for just $27.99. And if you need something fast, you can get it fast, your way. Whether it's next day delivery or free same day pickup, in-store or curbside, the choice is yours. Get in the zone. AutoZone. Restrictions and details on AutoZone.com.
Let's say you just bought a house. Bad news is, you're one step closer to becoming your parents. You'll proudly mow the lawn, ask if anybody noticed you mowed the lawn, tell people to stay off the lawn, compare it to your neighbor's lawn, and complain about having to mow the lawn again. Good news is, it's easy to bundle home and auto through Progressive and save on your car insurance, which, of course, will go right into the lawn. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
3:50 back with you on the Gym Class for this Thursday at KGYM. Stay tuned. The Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn coming your way next from 4 o'clock until 6 o'clock. And then we have another classic NFL game coming your way tonight on KGYM. That will begin at 7 o'clock, airing on 107.5 FM. That, of course, is the Jim OT along with 106.3 FM. 2004 NFC Championship game, Green Bay and Seattle. That'll be coming up tonight. And then we've got Saturday, the Big 12 show at 8 o'clock on 107.5 and 106.3 FM. And then Classic Iowa State Sports at 12 noon on Saturday on 1600 AM and 102.3 FM. It will be Iowa State and Kansas from February 4th, 2017. I have a feeling Iowa State won.
I do as well.
It was a really good game, but we lost. So that'll be coming up on Saturday. That will be at 12 noon. Again, if you are, we are going through maintenance on 1600 AM right now. So if that is down, please tune in to 102.3 FM in Cedar Rapids, the Jim OT, 107.5 FM also in Cedar Rapids, or 106.3 FM in Iowa City. And we do thank you very much for listening in each and every day to local programming, and a big thanks to all our local sponsors that help out with our local programming right here on KGYM. 319-366-1600 is the text line, and talking about COVID-19 and staying at home, etc., etc., etc. 6921 on the text line weighs in. Pretend this virus is a hurricane that lasts 21 days. If people won't do that, all schools and football will be off this year. Well, it's been 60-plus days already. Not everyone has acted like this has been a hurricane, though. just depends on your state, your individuals, and everything out there, I guess. We shall see how it all plays
1307,
out.
1307 on the text line. The Big Ten decisions will be heavily influenced by governors and their political bent. With that in mind, the only teams that even remotely will be allowed to play probably are Nebraska, Purdue, Ohio State, Iowa, and Indiana. Five-team conference is probably what we're looking at. Ohio State versus Iowa for the conference title.
Well, last night...
Now, Columbus is pretty big, is it not?
Correct. Darn big. Been there, too. Last night, by the way, the state of Wisconsin... there was a lawsuit against the state of Wisconsin, and it was won by the non-state side. So I know that includes what bars, restaurants, the like, and people were in Wisconsin bars last night having a very fine time.
It was foolish. I mean, much like a scene in Colorado, I think it was that. You know, over Mother's Day weekend out in Colorado, the places were just jam-packed and nobody paying attention to social distancing. And the clips I saw in Wisconsin were the same thing. I mean, that's not going to help. It's not going to be helpful.
No. No, it is not. And from what I understand, as far as the state of Wisconsin is concerned, that they still will have a similar situation to what we have in Iowa here. Not necessarily everything is open. At this time, but acted like it last night. There are a lot of hungover people in Wisconsin today. Let's just say that. A lot of hungover people in the cheese state today.
Well, I've been in the middle of Madison bar scene a time or two back in the day, and I think the way you described that is probably pretty accurate.
Madison would have been. It would have been crazy. Would have been crazy last night. 319-366-1600. That is a text line. That is our phone line as well. We do appreciate you reaching out to us here, not only on this Thursday, but every day. And a reminder, tomorrow, Jordan Bohannon from the Iowa men's basketball team will be joining us, and plenty to talk about. We'll find out the health of Jordan. We'll get down to a lot of different topics, including Jordan's acumen on Twitter. Jordan's been known to stir the pot a little bit. As far as social media is concerned. So we will talk about that.
He's not scared.
He is not scared. So, yeah, we'll talk about that and other assorted topics with Jordan Bohannon coming up tomorrow. And I think our plan, anyway, is to put our Friday topic on hold for a week at least. Who knows? Maybe we'll get two next week. We'll be like NASCAR. We'll put two of them during a week. I don't know. We'll see how it
all. We'll see about our planning. Yeah, but Jordan joining us at 3:15 scheduled to do so anyway, and I think we're thinking that the discussion with him will take up a good portion of the program.
Yeah, so we don't want to shortchange anyone, and again, we'll see how that plays out. And looking forward to talking with him coming up on the Friday edition of the Gym Class right here on KGYM. As we mentioned, we have Classic NFL coming your way tonight. Tune in at 7 o'clock on 107.5 and 106.3 FM. And we talked a little bit about colleges a little bit earlier in the show. And the University of Akron announcing today that three of their sports are going to be discontinued. Men's golf, men's cross country, and women's tennis are all going to go by the wayside for the University of Akron. That due to budget cuts out there. And again, we'll see if that's just the tip of the iceberg. Biggest school right now has been Cincinnati to drop a program. And I got to think Cincinnati's going to have some company here pretty soon. I hope not, but I think that is going to be kind of the direction we're going to go as far as the new college normal, and especially if we don't have football to pay for some bills. So we'll see. We'll see how it all plays out.
Yeah, I think as those fiscal years close, we're going to hear more news in those lines, and also probably coaches' salaries being cut. So stay tuned.
Yep, which Minnesota talked about today. And by the way, before we go, this in from the city of Cedar Rapids, afraid to say that the city of Cedar Rapids has announced that public pools are not going to be opening this spring and summer. Sorry, kids. Hopefully next year, next summer. Stay tuned. Todd and Alex next here on KGYM.
Though we're apart these days, we're sharing more. So at GEICO, we'd like to say thanks. Thanks for sharing your savage dance moves. Thanks for sharing your DIY